An Idaho group is trying to get medical marijuana on the 2020 ballot. Heath Druzin has more.
Nampa resident John Belleville suffers from a chronic disorder that causes excruciating pain. He says the powerful narcotics doctors prescribe him don't work and are damaging his health. The former addiction counselor has found one thing that works, though.
So I took this little eyedropper and put it under my tongue and waited about 15 minutes, the pain went away. Now, I don't know what anybody thinks about anything else, but I'm going to tell you right now, this stuff works.
The eyedropper contained cannabis oil. It's illegal in Idaho, along with every other marijuana product. Yesterday, Belleville and his son, Russ Belleville, announced a signature-gathering campaign to get medical marijuana on the ballot. Their group is called the Idaho Cannabis Coalition. Russ Belleville, who lives in Ontario, Oregon, said the success of Idaho's recent Medicaid expansion initiative gives him confidence.
I'm excited about the Medicaid expansion passing just because it shows, once again, the people of Idaho being ahead of the politicians.
The coalition has its work cut out for it. They'll need to gather about 55,000 signatures spread over a certain number of Idaho's legislative districts by next May. Heath Druzin, Boise State, Public Radio News.